بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. These are points of benefits concerning the creed, and it refers to compelling someone on kufr, on disbelief, whether by way of action or by way of saying. This has the following situations to it. First, he does this while feeling comfortable with it in his heart. So he becomes a kafir. Example, if he is compelled to prostrate to an idol, and so he prostrates with his heart comfortable to that and tranquil, so he commits this belief. Now, if someone asks the question, how could there be a harmony between the compelling and the tranquility of the heart? The answer, yes, this is possible. When there is wavering with the person, so with compelling, his heart becomes tranquil. We seek refuge in Allah from that. Then he will be like the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 11. Allah ta'ala, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And among mankind is he who worships Allah as it were upon the very edge, meaning in doubt. If good befalls him, he is content therewith. But if a trial befalls him, he turns back on his face. He reverts back to disbelief after embracing Islam. He loses both this world and the hereafter, and that is the evident loss. The second situation, he does this, meaning the kufr, he commits the kufr, or does the kufr, to repel the compelling, to ward off the compelling, not intending the act of kufr or the saying itself, meaning he prostrates to the idol to ward off the compelling, not as a means of nearness to the idol, nor a means of nearness to Allah, but rather to compel or to ward off the compelling. Then he is excused and there is nothing upon him. The third, he does the kufr mutaawila, meaning he uses words or actions, words or expressions or actions which may be understood to suit what is intended from him to say or to act. This is called, in this case, ta'wil. He uses words or expressions or actions which may be understood to suit what is intended from him to say or act. So he pretends this prostration, this act of prostration to the idol, intending it for Allah. Then he is excused. The fourth situation, he does this without intending anything, intending nothing, not to ward off the compelling, nor to be tranquil regarding it in his heart. Rather, he is compelled, so he did that without intention. This situation, the ulama had two sayings regarding it. First saying, he is blamed. He is held blameworthy because the obligation upon him is that he intends, by executing the action, he intends warding off the compelling. He should intend that. This is the first opinion. The second opinion, there is nothing upon him because of the generality of the verse, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ, except for the one who is compelled with his heart being satisfied and fulfilled with iman. And especially this is applicable with respect to the common person who doesn't know. He doesn't have knowledge so as to resort to ta'wil, nor does he have the knowledge to ward off the compelling. He prostrates because he is compelled. But if he were to be asked, did you really prostrate to the idol truly and you intend that, he would say no. Fifth case, if he is compelled to harm others and cause injustice to others or to kill others, then it is not permissible for him. He must try to ward off, and if he is killed for that, then inshallah ta'ala this would be a form of jihad, and inshallah he will be from amongst the martyrs. Now comes an important question. Which is better, to be patient regarding the compelling, even if it means him being killed, or to yield? The answer is from two angles. First, if the response, even on the apparent, entails turning away from Allah's way, then it is not permissible to yield to the compelling, even if killed. And the example of that is what occurred to Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah in his story of the trial and the affliction regarding the Mu'tazilite fitna that the Quran is created. Had he responded to that positively, even by way of ta'wil, you know, using these expressions which may be understood to suit what is intended, etc., then people would have been led astray, because the people were waiting to know what will Imam Ahmad say. And this is a form of jihad in this case. And the jihad fi sabilillah in the cause of Allah is wajib, because in this case there is a revival of the deen and the sunnah, and it's not permissible for the person to yield to the compelling in this case, because the compelling, the pure compelling, its effect or its harm is upon the person being compelled. But with respect to this one, it transcends. The harm is upon the deen. So therefore, the second angle is obvious. If it doesn't entail this, so should it be now better for him to yield, as in the second, third, and fourth situation discussed earlier? Here it depends. The person may see that his existence is more beneficial to people, like someone who is wealthy, where he may benefit people by his wealth, or a knowledgeable person who may benefit people by his ilm, by his knowledge. Here we say he may yield and intend by this that this is for Allah. And if he is from the common people, then here there is a permit to do what he is compelled without having his heart being comfortable with that or satisfied with the kufr. Now, should a person yield with respect to insulting the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The answer, no. He should be patient, because this is a right which belongs to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He should be patient, even if killed. But if he is able to resort to ta'wil, and there is no harm upon Islam in this way, then he may do so. These are points of benefit deduced from a discussion on this matter, or based upon a discussion on this matter by our Shaykh rahimahullah Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen in his discussion on the book of Al-Murtaddeen, Istitabatu Al-Murtaddeen Wal-Mu'anideen min Sahih al-Bukhari, giving respite to those who go in a state of apostasy and the disdainful ones, And this is a chapter from Sahih al-Bukhari. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.